Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Governor Kasich is set to give his annual State of the State speech in Medina Monday night, at the same time that a political battle is brewing against his Democratic rival, Ed Fitzgerald. A Quinnipiac poll this week shows that race is tightening. Ohio Public Radio's Karen Kassler will be covering the speech, and she spoke to me about the issues Kasich likely will talk about in an effort to appeal to Ohio voters.
I wouldn't be surprised to hear him talk about drug addiction and poverty and education. Those are the three areas that I think he feels like he can reach out to uncommitted independent voters. And these are areas where it seems like there's a lot of agreement with both sides in terms of these are problems that something needs to be done about them. The question, of course, is with education, for instance, what exactly is the solution to whatever the problems that you define? And so I would expect him to talk about those things. This is an election year, so he's probably going to be more cautious than he has in the past. We're hearing he's actually working more from a script this time than he ever has before. And so it's going to be a good speech to listen to.
And indeed, it is an election year. Do we see that Kasich is going to be reaching out to Democrats in this speech?
Well, I think anybody who thought that last summer's Quinnipiac poll that said there was a 14-point gap between John Kasich and Ed Fitzgerald, that gap was going to stay, was completely wrong. I think everybody who watches politics in Ohio knows that, at least for the last couple of years, governor's races have been really close. Governor Strickland and now Governor Kasich, they were only 2 points apart. And this is the kind of race I think we should expect this fall. So if indeed that's the case, that the partisans are going to go for their candidates, which we saw in the Quinnipiac poll, then there's about 10% here of voters who are uncommitted, who are independent. And those are the voters that both Fitzgerald and Kasich are going to be chasing. And so that's why I think you're going to see Kasich talk about issues in general that are more moderate. He's not going to talk about the issues that are extremely conservative, because those are the voters who are likely to already be supporting him. It's the voters who haven't committed yet that he's going to really be trying to go after.
That same polling, the Quinnipiac polling, was showing that there was a boost among women for Ed Fitzgerald. Are women part of this undecided vote? And is there any indication that Kasich will be talking about anything that will appeal to women voters?
The women's vote is crucial in Ohio, and I think that's one reason why, for instance, both lieutenant governor candidates are women. I think it's one of the reasons why Ed Fitzgerald selected a woman as his running mate to be able to talk about the issues that a lot of Democrats are still talking about from the 2012 election, the so-called war on women. And so it gives having a woman on both sides of the ticket gives both sides the chance to talk about the issues that they feel speak to women's concerns. And certainly Ed Fitzgerald and the Democrats are going to be talking about the anti-abortion measures that the legislature has put into place. And Republicans are going to talk about the economic issues facing women. So women's vote is absolutely crucial here. Both sides need to bring in women. You're going to hear a lot of talk and a lot of appealing directly to women voters.
And there's been talk, too, of Kasich is a potential candidate for the GOP for the presidential run in 2016. Anything in his State of the State speech that would indicate whether he's setting himself up for that national stage?
I would be very surprised. He might make a joke about it, but that would probably be it. I mean, you know, he's doing the dodge that a lot of governors and senators and other people who are seen as potential presidential material talk about. You know, they'll say, I'm focused on my job right now. I want to be the governor. I want to be whatever office the person currently holds. You know, we've tried for the last 3 years to ask Kasich if he has presidential ambitions, and he keeps dodging the question, never saying no, but never saying that he does, and kind of letting national publications make the speculation. It doesn't work in the favor of the candidate to mention that, yeah, if I get reelected, I might have my eyes somewhere else.
I've been speaking with Ohio Public Radio's Karen Kassler, who will be anchoring live coverage of the State of the State speech. You can tune in 7 o'clock Monday evening here on WYSO 91.3.